as I descend the steep steps of UTC's Roland Hayes Concert Hall, I am greeted by a giant two-dimensional tree and the sounds of a grand piano. The father of ragtime, Scott Joplin, was never to see a full production of his seriously themed but entertaining African-American opera during his lifetime. In fact, it would take 60 years for his work to see the light of day. UTC theater professor Steve Ray directs Tremonisha. Ray tells about the revival of Joplin's only surviving opera.
It was kind of discovered at that time when Scott Joplin's popularity had a resurgence, even though he was obviously passed away. But during his lifetime, he was known for ragtime, and particularly the maple leaf rag. So at the end of his life, toward the end of his life, he was writing this opera, Tremonisha. And he actually did a sing-through of it for an audience in New York to see if he could pick up a producer, and never was able to pick up a producer. And therefore, it was never produced in his lifetime, which I think was kind of heartbreaking for him. But in the 70s, after the success of The Sting, the movie that had The Entertainer as, that's his song, The Entertainer, as its main song, then there's a resurgence of research and interest in Scott Joplin and ragtime in general. It was in 1972 that Tremonisha was first performed in a full-scale production with an orchestration by T.J. Anderson, whose orchestration we're also using and who's going to attend our event we're very excited about.
In Scott Joplin's story, Tremonisha is a young African-American woman living along the Texarkana border during the late 1800s. UTC graduate student Veranda Bell sings and acts the role of Tremonisha.
I am a sharecropper's daughter, and I just find out some things about myself during the course of the opera. I'm actually the only educated person in the neighborhood, so it just transformed into me leading the community, which is a big thing for, you know, this opera to be played so earlier on in the 1880s.
Tremonisha was raised by parents who insisted on her becoming educated, and they sacrificed whatever they needed to educate this child. She, through her education, recognizes how her people, the neighborhood people here, are being held in bondage to superstition, and she tries to provide a way out through education.
In Joplin's opera, education and reason triumph over superstition. Tremonisha is elected by her community to lead them.
It's a wonderful plot line in that we have a female leader at this time period in rural, basically south, Texarkana, along the Texas-Arkansas border. We have a story of a strong female leader, and that's interesting. There are many ways that this opera is ahead of its time.
Scott Joplin's opera is a blend of the popular music and entertainment styles of its time. Joplin had been educated in opera, but he immersed himself in the culture of early 20th century entertainment.
It's not a truly ragtime opera. There are about three rags in this. The rest of them borrow from vaudeville, other popular music of the time, from melodrama in the theater, and from opera, grand opera. So it doesn't fit into grand opera because as popular music, it also has dance. As a matter of fact, there's a number called The Frolic of the Bears that there are no actors involved in. There are dancers who dance, and it's kind of borrowing along the tradition, it's coming from the tradition of vaudeville and the variety show that Joplin was active in. And so you have this animal act, which is humans doing a bear dance.
Tremonisha will be staged with full orchestra, a chorus, and five lead characters. Dr. Roland Carter has held the vision for a full-scale production of Tremonisha for a long time. He is the opera's musical director. UTC theater students work behind the scenes to design and stage Tremonisha. UTC conductor Ju-Young Ahn will be conducting the orchestra made up of mainly UTC music faculty. And UTC music student Jason Ryan O'Neill sings the part of Ned, Tremonisha's father.
Someday right here we'll And here we have the chance to wrong when heartless villains are so near. We dare not sleep at night when we have an awful.
Chattanooga Choral Society for the Preservation of African American Song Members play the roles of the chorus for Tremonisha. Professor, TVA retiree, and Chattanooga Choral Society member James M. Toney plays several roles in this production.
I'm going to be one of the conjurers, and I'm also going to be one of the quartet members that will be singing "We Will Rest a While."
Choral Society member Wilma LeSure also sings in the chorus.
Down through the years, we have often included maybe a chorus or two in our concert and in our repertoire from this opera, but we had never done the full thing before, and that was his dream to do the full thing with orchestra.
LeSure describes the costume she will wear in Tremonisha.
So there's this big skirt, then there's this big peasant blouse, and then there's a big apron on top of that, and then there's the head wrap. And some people will be using canes or corn cob pipes or whatever. There's a lot of costumes. We had a really wonderful person, Dottie Ewells, made our costumes for us, and they are really nice and authentic looking.
Tiffany Hudgens plays both a cotton picker and a conjurer in training in Joplin's opera. Hudgens describes the conjurers.
We have magical dust that we're trying to get people to buy. Potions and magic, and I'm learning how to be a conjurer. That's a part of the role. You have to, that the person that's in the scene, the big character, is teaching you how to play that role, be that conjurer, so people will be afraid of you.
Tremonisha's mother is played by Sheila Morris. Morris mourns the loss of one of her children in this song, and her husband, Ned, tries to comfort her.
To see my child tonight, I want to see her now. Those men have carried her away for spite. I would rescue her if I
Dr. Carter gives directions to the actors on stage as they end their lament.
It doesn't quite end the way I wanted it to end. Well, not quite dramatic. The second chorus should be very con expression. I mean, really, lots of emotion at that point. Lots of that second time you do that chorus. I mean, you should just moan and wail.
Okay.
Perhaps you'll see.
I want to see her now.
Sorrow, do not grieve and complain. We'll
As part of its 125th year anniversary, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga presents Tremonisha. Scott Joplin's African-American opera opens in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall on campus this Friday night. Tickets are on sale at the UTC box office. Follow the links at WUTC.org for more details on our blog. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.